You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Stoke versus Crystal Palace is next up. A Stoke 7-5, the draw 21-10, Crystal Palace 21-10. Enhanced odds, Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win is 5-1. Yannick Bolasie to score and Crystal Palace to win in the betting at 7-1. Lee, a couple of teams that are in very good form at the moment. Both have won 3, drawn 1 and lost 1 in their last 5 Premier League games. And Stoke in particular have been very solid defensively. They've kept 7 clean sheets now in their last 9 Premier League matches. In fact, Stoke's 16 Premier League games this season have produced just 27 goals, which is a league low. They're very good defensively.
Yeah, and not so good attacking either, really. I mean, because I was looking at the stats earlier on, you know, when we were looking at the Villa game, and Villa have scored 13 goals, and you make the argument how poor that is. Same as Stoke. Stoke have only scored 13 goals, but obviously the defences are vastly different. But I never think it's good if you've scored less goals than you've conceded, you know, and you're vying for a place in the top 10. I think they need to turn that round and need to start improving on their goal scoring ability. You look at the home form, it's really picked up. Obviously, those two results against Chelsea, one in the League Cup when they won on penalties, and the following league game when they won, great. Then they beat Sheffield Wednesday, then they beat Man City. So suddenly the Britannia, they had a long time away from the Britannia, where they had away games. I think now they're starting to pick up, and you know, and we know it's a great place to go and watch your football, and I'm sure it's a great place to go and play football. 3 points between these two teams. Palace, you know, away from home, are putting some really good performances, i.e. beating Liverpool and beating Watford. But, you know, it's not quite as good as it was early in the season. I think given the prices here, I want to be with Stoke. You know, I think they'll just edge Crystal Palace out. I don't think they'll go gung ho either. I think the manager's starting to get his tactics right for whatever game they play in, and I think they'll just nick this from Palace. But I think it could be tight. Undoubtedly, the draw is a big player in this game. I'm just gonna side with Stoke here, given their recent confidence at the Britannia.
Okay, 7-5 Stoke. It does take a brave man, Derek, to bet against Crystal Palace when they're away from home. They've won 10 of the last 15 away from home in the Premier League.
Yeah, you're right there. I mean, I've made a few bob by backing Palace away from home this season. Maybe the form has tailed off a little bit. I watched them at Everton. Really thought they were a good bet that night, and they were second best, plainly second best, but although it was a very impressive performance by Everton. I think Stoke are a bit shortly. I'm a big fan of Stoke as well. I've made a few bob on them, and it's unbelievable, their defensive record. In fact, the only team to have scored against them in the last 6 matches were, believe it or not, Sunderland. 7-5 is a bit short, though, to beat a Palace side who are at the best away from home. Just too short for me. Palace won their last season as well, by the way. I'm tempted for Palace, but I agree with Lee. I just don't see a bag full of goals in this. You know what I'm going to do? I don't often say this. I'm going to go for a nil-nil draw here. I just got the smell of it this game.
Okay, the nil-nil draw is 15-2, Stoke versus Crystal Palace.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.